a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On the mountain of the Lord of hosts, on this mountain the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. On this mountain he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over the nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from their faces. Their reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us." The word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful water he leads me. He refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil. For you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while he was still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person, one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we are all still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading, eventually, holy cow. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food, and I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me.' And the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry and he gave me no food. I was thirsty and he gave me no drink. A stranger and you gave me no welcome. Naked and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or in prison and not minister to your needs? And he will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least of these, you did not do for me. These will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we focus on all souls. We focus on the poor souls in purgatory. And of course, there's only one church because there's only one Christ, and there's three parts or divisions of this church. It's the church militant, us, the church suffering, the souls in purgatory, and the church triumphant, the church in heaven. And we all belong to each other. Now again, some people despair about the souls in purgatory, but the souls in purgatory are saints. They're going to heaven. All they're doing is being purified, and so our prayers for them help them get there faster. But as Pope Benedict says, that purgatory can be an instant, a twinkling. Huh? It's the place of purification. The way I've explained it for years is that God is pure love, and since God is pure love, he's a fire. And when we die, if we're in a state of grace, he embraces us and pulls us to him. And as he pulls us to himself, that fire burns away any selfishness that's still within us. Anything that wants to only think about me. That's why the gospel today is very clear. It's those go to eternal life with those who forget about themselves, who take care of the poor, who reach out. Because again, as many times as I said this, you can go to daily mass, say 1,000 rosaries, spend all kinds of time in adoration. But if we don't take care of the poor and we don't put others in front of us, he'll say, get out of my sight, you condemned. No purgatory for you, just eternal damnation. Purgatory is the place we're purified so we can love more. So that loving process begins now. So the question always is, am I more concerned about others than I am about me? That will show what direction we're heading in. Let's all be in the direction of eternal life, even if we have to go to purgatory. And let's pray for those who are in purgatory, that they may be brought very soon to the glory of God. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.